Hey, Ms. Danae, you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
I just need to ask some questions.
Yes, ma'am. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I know where it is.
Okay.
This is a question I've got. My daughter has to live with me, her daddy, and her aunt. And all three of us have heart problems and can't go out, you know. We can't go out. And I was wondering, they say people that help with health, you know, help with old folks and their health workers could take that shot. I don't know what we'd do if something happened to her, because she brings all the food in. She takes us to the doctor. She does everything for us. I'm 82, and my husband's 87, and my sister's 87. So we was wondering if somehow she could take the shot.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure she's able to get the vaccine. I could provide you with that number for you guys to call and pre-register for that. And when an appointment is available, they will call and give her a call with a time and date.
That would be so nice, because I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have her.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, she's this 62. Is that going to count?
Yes, ma'am. That age is just fine. Would you like that number?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay.
We live in Marshall County up here, and we some of them are taking it at the health department there, and give me the number, and I'll call and find out.
Okay.
Know, we'll have to go somewhere close, because she has to attend to us.
Yes, ma'am. The number, if you're ready for it. I'm
okay.
Ready when you're ready. That number is 855.
Okay.
566.
5333. Okay. I couldn't ever get anybody to answer to health department over there. And so I just thought I'd better call the state,
yes, ma'am,
you know, and see about it.
Because you're not supposed to call the health facility directly. You're supposed to call and schedule an appointment, and then they give you a call when they have an appointment available for
you,
ma'am.
They want everything on the computer, you know, and we don't have one of those.
Yes, ma'am.
And we just have to do the phone thing.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, if I call this, they'll tell me what to do or whatever.
Yes, they'll ask you for
what?
Yes, they'll help you with setting up the appointment.
Okay. You don't know how much I appreciate this.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You
yes, ma'am.
So
I hope we have been able to help, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy your day.
Now, she said it didn't matter about you. I got a number to call here. Yeah, each. Come here.